The Medrash in the beginning of Yisro explores relationships. Yisro begins with a relationship between a father-in-law and his son-in-law. And it's fascinating that this sets the framework and the prelude to Matan Torah and to Har Sinai. It's obviously pre-climactic because you'd expect Parshas Yisro to begin with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and it begins in a very, very pre-climactic fashion with Yisro's visit, and there's so many reasons for this framing of Har Sinai with Yisro and the naming of the Parsha, which hosts Matan Torah with the term Yisro. But it's also about relationships, because it's not just a father-in-law visiting his son-in-law, it's about loyalty and about someone who is going to become affiliated with the Jewish people, though not an integral part of the Jewish nation. Yisro's children, descendants, the Keni, are associated with the Jewish people. So the Medrash uses this as an opportunity to explore human relationships. And the first Medrash, is actually the very first Medrash in Parshas Yisro, applies or glosses human relationships onto our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously Hashem is infinite, unknowable, unfathomable, but we are expected to apply, superimpose our human relationships to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because our emotional world processes relationships, and in order to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu emotionally, the prism of human relationships is vital and indispensable. So the Medrash begins by Yishma Yisro, and it quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, a very interesting pasuk in Mishlei, Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov. So it's a medrash, it's a pasuk in Mishlei about friendships, your friend and your parents' friend, Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov. And of course, probably the most critical term to define friendship and excelling at friendships is the term loyalty, to be loyal to friends even though you may no longer share common interests, common trajectories, common experiences, and to a degree that loyalty is on display in Yisro's traveling to the middle of the desert to visit Moshe, to return Moshe's children and wife to him, to reinforce, to give chizuk, as we would say, to strengthen the morale of these newly freed slaves as they're about to embark on a terrifying desert journey. But this snapshot or profile of good friendship is then applied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'acha ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is called your friend. Laman achai v're'ai, pasuk in Tehillim. And Hashem is not just called your re'acha, but the friend of your father. Re'a avicha ze Avraham. Quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya that Avraham was a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zera Avraham ohavi. So it's a pasuk which reminds us to view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a friend. Now, what are the terms of this friendship? Why is it necessary? It seems a bit inferior to some of the other grand, powerful images we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our creator, as our father, as our king, as our judge, as our... What does friendship convey? And how does friendship emerge in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I talked about it before, that friendship is based on loyalty, remembering the people you have shared experience with. And even though your current experiences are somewhat discrepant or distinct, you're there for them because of your shared past, because you're loyal to them and you're loyal to your past. In part, loyalty to past friends is not just a commitment to those people, it's also a commitment to your past, and it integrates your experiences by being true to your past rather than severing your current reality or your present from your past. That allows you to live life as more of a continuum and an integrated experience. And there are days in which we love Hashem, and days in which we fear Him, and days in which we're excited to serve Him, and days in which we feel His authority very, very deeply. And quite frankly, there are days for many of us in which our religious energies are somewhat stilled, somewhat quieted, and our minds and our hearts wander. And at those moments, it's the loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that maintains our religious fidelity, our discipline, our desire not to betray that loyalty. In the same way that I'm not particularly excited, so to speak, to engage and to sacrifice my time and my resources for someone I have little to do with, in my current state, but I'm loyal to that person based on our past and based on the shared experiences of our past, then I will perhaps dedicate and sacrifice my current interests for my past, and I'll remain within the boundaries that loyalty dictates. So when it is extrapolated or mapped onto a theological or religious experience on a day in which I'm not thrilled to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm loyal to him because he's been my friend, because from the moment I was born, he's been breathing life and sustenance and vitality into me. Without a moment of his constant infusion, I would perish. And because of that realization, I reciprocate. Even if I don't feel a corresponding internal acknowledgement, I reciprocate with loyalty and commitment. So think of loyalty and friendship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost as a safety net that you fall upon during days in which the high notes of excitement and enthusiasm for religion are harder to achieve. And the continuation of the Medrash is quite overt about this, because the Medrash, the Pasuk in Mishlei that the Medrash is pivoted upon, doesn't speak about surpassing religious excellence. Rather, it just warns against betrayal. Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov. The Medrash senses al tazov. And even if you do depart, the imazavta, the Medrash continues, you may waver or wander in your mitzvos, ten datcha shelo tikanes leveis achicha biyomidecha. Just be careful, even though you may falter, don't betray that confidence or that loyalty in that relationship by wandering into other fields, as we would say, into the house of Esav and Yishmael in this case. It could be not just other fields in terms of nations, but other areas that are antithetical or counterintuitive to your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following your taivos, following your Yetzihara. So the Medrash casts or projects, broadcasts loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, friendship, Re'acha V'Re'avicha Al Ta'azov, as almost a barrier during the days in which religious experiences lull or lag, but it's a barrier against outright betrayal and outright deviation. Re'acha V'Re'avicha Al Ta'azov. Is that our goal? Is that our ambition in religion, just not to forsake Hashem? Our goal is to cling to Hashem. Uvo Tidbak, Uvishmo Tishaveya, Achar Hashem Lokecha Telechu, Lifnei Hashem. So many more powerful and graphic descriptions of an embrace and a clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the recognition is not every day will enable that clinging. And on days in which the clinging and the frontal interaction are more difficult, then at least fortify yourself and avoid deviation through Re'acha V'Re'avicha Al Tazov, through the sense of loyalty. Not wandering to the house of proverbials, Yishmaels, and Edoms, who the Medrash describe as people that will ultimately subvert your interest. And it describes the day in which Nebuchadnezzar, our uncle from Babel, marched thousands of Jewish people, hundreds of thousands of Jewish people, out of Yerushalayim in chains. I personally learned a lot from Rev Lichtenstein in terms of loyalty. He was a very, very loyal person to his past, the people that he felt had performed him or people he was close with services. I remember the loyalty he felt to other Rabbanim who he felt a tremendous collegiality towards other Rabbanim, even though they may have been very dissimilar to him in his outlook in Hashkafa, but he felt that they were co-workers in the vineyards of Tara. And this is really not just a Medrash in Yisrael, but this is really something which, at least according to Rashi, Hillel conveyed to that famous Ger who wanted to study Kala Tara Kula within 15 minutes to enable a facile and accelerated conversion. And Hillel told him, basically, V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha is the portal or the microcosm of all of Judaism. And Rashi implicitly asked the question, though V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha can serve as the template for Bin Adam L'Chavero, it may not serve as the entrance to Bin Adam L'Makom. How does studying friendship enable a relationship with Hashem and an implementation of ritual and ceremonial mitzvos? So Rashi quotes the same pasuk in Mishlei, Re'acha V'Re'avicha Al Tazov, if Hashem is seen as your friend, then you're loyal to him and you fulfill his wishes, even in areas that you don't fully understand and you don't fully comprehend, and even during moments in which you're not particularly enthusiastic about the performance of mitzvah. So friendship can indeed serve as a portal, not just to interactive or interpersonal mitzvahs, but also to ritual and ceremonial mitzvahs. So Rashi quotes the same pasuk which the Medrash in Yisro begins to quote, of how friendship and studying friendship and acting as a good friend can serve not just as an entrance to Bin Adam Lachavero, but as a catalyst or an enabler of Bin Adam Lamakum as well. In truth, there's another pasuk which the Ramban feels asserts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's profile, Hashem's appearance to us as a friend. Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov describes Hashem as HaKel HaRoe Osi Miyodir HaYom Hazeh, and the literal translation of HaRoe as my shepherd, Hashem Roi Lo Achsar. But the Ramban suggests that the word HaRoe Osi may also refer to Hashem as a friend, Rea, not just Roe, but Rea. And certainly in Yaakov's case, you get the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu supporting, embracing Yaakov's very tumultuous life with the vicissitudes which Yaakov has experienced, and serving as that friend that Yaakov expresses loyalty to in Parshas Vayechi.